A preview of the insurance commissioner race, a Northeast Oklahoma city offers a tax break for a new data center, and a tribal nation explores its historic homelands. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, May 19th. I'm Deborah Ashar. Oklahomans will be electing a new insurance commissioner this year. As Lionel Ramos reports, this person's job is to balance the market for consumers as storm seasons worsen and the number and cost of home insurance claims steadily climb.
Insurance Commissioner Greg Mulready is not seeking re-election. Hoping to replace him are five candidates running for Oklahoma Insurance Commissioner in the 2026 midterm elections, four Republicans and one Democrat. The job oversees the Oklahoma Insurance Department, which is responsible for enforcing the state's insurance laws, helping regulate the marketplace to maintain competition, and assisting Oklahomans with information about their coverage. But insurance costs in Oklahoma are steep and rising, thanks to increasingly devastating weather. So whoever voters elect will assume the responsibility for mitigating worsening tensions between insurance providers and consumers as rates get steeper and claims continue to pile up. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
Claire Moore's City Council has approved a tax incentive package for a proposed data center. The Tulsa World newspaper reports the approval clears the way for the so-called Project Mustang. Councilors were met with strong opposition to the data center at Monday night's packed meeting. Some people propose that city councilors be recalled. Beale Infrastructure will build the facility in the city's industrial park, but it will likely be operated by one of the four tech giants, Meta, Google, Microsoft, or Apple. The $1 billion project would be built in three phases and is estimated to cover about 9 acres. The homelands of the Iowa Tribe of Oklahoma once spanned a large part of the Midwest, including its namesake state. Thomas Pablo reports on a new book that explores the tribal nation's historical land claims.
William Green was the state archaeologist for the University of Iowa. His book, This is the Route of My Forefathers, covers the history of an Iowa map used for land claims during the 1830s. He says it documents 23 Iowa villages and spans 6 states from Missouri to Wisconsin, and that it was created to prove the tribe was the rightful owner of its future namesake and the surrounding area.
They've always been a fairly small tribe, and they realized that they couldn't resist the U.S. militarily, so they understood that removal was almost inevitable, but they wanted compensation, and they wanted fair treatment.
Green presented his work to the Iowa tribe last month, where leaders discussed potential uses of the map for the modern day. Those include tribal education, museum exhibition, and cultural preservation. In Oklahoma City, I'm Thomas Pablo.
The Oklahoma City Thunder suffered its first loss of this NBA postseason last night. The double overtime thriller ended with the San Antonio Spurs on top by a score of 122-115. Coach Mark Daigneault says his team can play better.
They deserve to win, obviously. That's what the scoreboard says. Now we got to get into the process of improving as the series goes. And that would be the case if we had won in double overtime. That's how these series work.
The Thunder will seek to even up the series in Game 2, which is set for tomorrow evening at the Paycom Center. Read more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.